Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
The Sanger Theater opened its doors a little more than 100 years ago in April 1925 and featured a story or play created by Cecil DeMille's black and white version of the Ten Commandments.
DeMille.
This year, the centennial celebrations will close with a blasphemous program, A Drag Queen Christmas. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. Are you kidding me? How proud do you think our founding fathers would be of our cultural rot, our immoral woke society now?
Well, I mean, they did all wear decorative wigs. It's not the same, I know, but still, you know, and they wore those, you know, just past the knee length with the hosiery or whatever on the heels. And just saying, some of those founding fathers did wear some finery. No, that's not the point, obviously.
As a Christian and constitutional conservative, I vehemently resent the even thought of this sick and demonic play being presented 2 days before the birth of our great Lord Christ. It should be canceled and boycotted in its totality. How dare the Sanger Theater and Jeff Sharp and its management company, ASM Promoters, even think about staging such a performance. Make no mistake, this is Satan's work, his doing. And I give two hoots to heck if there's a lawsuit.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Two hoots to heck. You watch your language,
that's
sir.
That's two. Not just one, but two.
So that was Robert Hagerton, was one of the speakers on Thursday night. Yesterday we started at 5, and I started with some of the clips from the Thursday night protest against the drag queen Christmas at the Sanger. And I will recap some of that a little bit later as well. But then we got interrupted. Our whole show got interrupted by Trump and the Middle East, which is fine. I mean, that's how news works. But we're kind of returning to that today because it's well worth dealing with, and a lot of people care deeply about this issue. The cons were definitely outnumbering the pros. And, of course, there are three positions on this. I explained this yesterday. There's those who want to see the show stopped. There's those who like the show, the pros. And then there's the tolerant, right, which are the people who don't like the show or don't care about the show, but they don't want to stop it. They believe that, you know, you should protect other people's freedom to do things that you do not like. And that's the core issue here, is drag good or bad? And if it's bad, is it this particular show, is it bad enough that it ought to be canceled since we're into a contract with them? Or is it only bad enough that we can say it's bad and not cancel it because, you know, we don't like it? That would be the tolerant approach. Some things are bad enough to intolerate. Some things you should tolerate, and some things you should celebrate. And those are the three various perspectives. Charles Kurtman was another one who spoke about this issue on Thursday.
I'll close with these preemptive remarks for those who will address this issue blathering about art and freedom of speech and entertainment. Your drag queen Christmas isn't art. It's an abomination. It has nothing to do with freedom, and it has everything to do with filthy immorality. It is an entertainment. It is unadulterated evil.
I guess I'm a blatherer because I am on the side of defending freedom of speech and freedom of art, and that art often looks different to different people, you know, whether it qualifies as art. And some things are not. I mean, some things are obscene. Some things are disgusting. Some art is disgusting. I mean, it is. Some art is troublesome and offensive and, you know, makes you feel uncomfortable. You know, some art that you do not understand, you know, that looks hideous to you might look beautiful to somebody else. And, you know, so there's a kind of tone, you might say, that comes across from some of the opponents of the Drag Queen Christmas that I'll describe this way. It's not the tone of Christianity that I love. It even as someone who takes the Bible very seriously and salvation through Jesus Christ alone very seriously, that's me, there's a kind of arrogant, judgmental, confrontational, condescending tone in speaking that is popular in certain churches and even in certain sort of movements within Christianity. that I personally find very obnoxious and off-putting. That I it bothers me, it alienates me, it makes me feel embarrassed for my religion. Like these people, I'm not saying these people are like always doing this, but when I hear it, it makes me cringe. Just like the people who are out shouting with their Bibles in the street corner, who these people are not those people, by the way. But you know, that makes me cringe. I'm like, this is not you're not helping me or us do our jobs. You know, you're really making it harder for us. So, yeah, the antis were out in great force, not quite 1,000, but a couple hundred. They were dominating inside the, you know, capacity-limited room. So the city council is going to have to hear about this again and again and again. The request from one of the key organizers, Pastor Johnson, who is James Johnson, who you hear on my show at 720. He advertises with us. He wants to have an agenda item on this. I think that if they wanted to have an agenda item to vote up or down on it, they would have already had it. And there's the question of whether there's even an illegal alternative here, because Adam Cobb has told them that it's a bad idea legally for them to have it. So I don't think there will be an agenda item on this ever. So it'll continue to be public forum. The advantage of an agenda item, by the way, would be that then everybody on both sides can bring all their best people. But I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that, and which, by the way, would include the tolerance. I think the pros are a small group. I think the cons are a big group. I think the tolerance are actually a pretty big group. Probably bigger, you know, the ones who are indifferent to this or who, if they know about it, would say, well, that's for them. If you don't like it, don't go. I suspect that group is the biggest by population. But, you know, we actually don't decide these things by popularity vote. We decide these things based on what's constitutional, and then elected leaders make these decisions. It is an interesting phenomenon when a group of people get worked up about something and they decide to show up in force. And even here are asking for an actual agenda item, which would bring all of the defenders and all the, you know, we tolerate it kind of folks out. But the we tolerate it people are not typically all that loud. So it's always hard to measure the popularity or unpopularity of an item by how many people show up. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to the Sanger Theater. You know, lots of different people speaking. Actually, the first time the churchgoers came and spoke, nobody really spoke on the other side, if I remember correctly. The second time, you had a handful of drag performers and supporters show up. And this last time, you had even more show up. You know, people who heard about this or thought that it was important. If there's going to be several hundred people, you know, coming to this thing, then we ought to show up as well. And in this case, one of those people was Rachel Bennett, who actually works in the Developmental Services Department in Pensacola. She, of course, is only there representing herself, but it's an interesting note that a city employee was going to show up and write perfectly within her constitutional rights and legal rights to do so.
Good evening, Mayor Reeves and council members. I will start by saying that this room does not represent a majority of your constituents. It represents a minority who is able to quickly organize. So those people part of the LGBTQ marginalized group probably had no idea that this was happening and otherwise would be here. So I will start by saying that.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of people who didn't know. And it's kind of funny because in our world of news and news centrism, you know, everybody knows, we think. But, you know, a lot of people don't know. The vast majority of people, they don't know.
I've heard from many community members who work with me every day at the city of Pensacola that our city is undergoing a positive transformation, one that includes amazing public infrastructure projects, city programs, business growth, community participation, etc. And I can confirm their observation because I have seen the inner workings of this positive transformation with my own eyes. However, I hope that the transformation of our home also embraces tolerance and diversity, as our differences are the factors that create vibrant communities. I am unaware of anyone who prefers to live in a monochrome world devoid of color. My concern with the potential cancellation of a drag queen Christmas is that this action not only hinders and censors forms of self-expression, art, and free speech, but it sends a strong message to the LGBTQ community that they are unwelcome here.
You know, I think actually, I mean, that's a message that some people want sent. I mean, saying that is, you know, from her point of view, that's a negative. From the point of view of at least some on the other side, that's a good thing. You know, they want it discouraged. They want some art to be disfavored or to be afraid or to feel chilled, censored. And, you know, I'm sure at least some of them want to discourage gay and lesbian queer folks from being in Pensacola. There are others who would have a more tolerant view and do not want to discourage that. They would certainly want to convert them to Christianity and convert them to traditional morality, but, you know, they wouldn't necessarily want to discourage them from being present in the city. But that's, you know, I mean, that's just another element of the discussion.
Like many marginalized groups, the LGBTQ community faced decades of discrimination and has made major strides towards not only self-acceptance, but also social acceptance. The members of the LGBTQ community are members of the Pensacola community. They are our neighbors, family members, business owners, church members, sons and daughters. I ask the city council, as well as members in the audience, do we envision the future of the city of Pensacola as a place where those who identify as LGBTQ feel the need to hide themselves due to their personal form of self-expression or self-identification? Do we envision a Pensacola that censors art and culture and shudders at thoughts and ideas that may be different from what we are accustomed to? These constructive questions and dialogue are important.
Yeah, I mean, this is not a tiny issue. This is, you know, the people on the con side think that this is a matter of decency and whether we are going to be a God-honoring or a God-denying, you know, appraising or blaspheming society in Pensacola. The people who are in favor of this will say a variety of things, but including, you know, this is how drag folks are celebrating Christmas. It's actually a celebration of Christmas their way. It's not meant as blasphemy. Others will say, even if it is blasphemy, that's allowed, that's protected, that's what the First Amendment allows for. That's my position, by the way. And, you know, if I'm going to say that I will, you know, though I despise what you're saying, I will fight to the death for your right to say it, well, I can't really turn around and then say, well, but I'm going to side with the people who want to silence drag queen Christmas. I mean, you kind of, I'm committed, just like I'm committed to defending Jimmy Kimmel, though I think he's unfunny and, you know, kind of a horrible presenter of ideas. But I don't want to see him censored. You know, that's my, because I view that as the American way and also as, hey, you know, I'd like the same consideration for me. And the only way you get protection for your ideas is if you stand up for all ideas. And to a line, there is a line of obscenity. There is a line of public nudity, simulated sex acts. These things are illegal. But Jeffrey Sharp, the manager of the Sanger, was the first speaker on Thursday night. And he specifically said, we'll be watching. We've consulted with them and sent them the law. They know what the law is. They understand that if it violates the law, it will be shut down. And we will probably arrest, or, you know, PPD will be there to arrest people. So until it actually crosses that line, you don't want to exert prior restraint, is what it's called in legal terms. So, you know, Rachel Bennett says, what kind of future do we want for Pensacola? A future that's open and welcoming? Or do we want a future that is, you know, chilled and restricted and defined by the angriest, most conservative Christians? I mean, that's a fair question. Oh, by the way, the two other things that they are asking for. One, as I said, Pastor Johnson is asking for an agenda item. I do not think that will happen. Number two is a future set of a conversation about setting criteria for what shows will and won't come. Because, by the way, I mean, this is not the first drag show to come to the Sanger. They do drag shows frequently, which is, you know, the reason this has kind of caught attention is because it's at Christmas. But even that is, you know, kind of fascinating. It's a question of, well, how close to Christmas matters, you know? A week out, 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out, you know, in November. What specific content related to Christmas would be objectionable? I mean, if they're singing songs from the Grinch or Christmas carols, for goodness sakes, at this event, if it actually happens, I'm assuming that it will. You know, how would that be? Would those things can be unacceptable? The line drawing is important. But is it objectionable because it's obscene? I think we've kind of got that part covered. Is it objectionable because they don't want drag shows? It's going to be hard to make that work. Is it objectionable because it's a drag show at Christmas? Well, that starts to look like a religion matter, right? And, of course, for the opponents, it is a religion matter. They're saying it's an abomination, it's evil, it's of Satan, it's blasphemous. And, of course, once you start casting it in those terms, you're embracing the framework of the First Amendment, which means that you're losing your efforts to stifle something, because the more you cast it as a religious offense, the less you have the ability to stop it. The more it's religious, the less it's something you can censor, right? That's exactly what the First Amendment is designed to protect against, is the angry mob that want to stifle a minority view on religion. So we'll come back to this next hour, but it's a very interesting conversation, frankly. Oh, and the third thing, sorry, I don't want to leave off. The third thing that they're asking for is to have an explanation of the how we got here, because it looks like maybe this was on the verge of being canceled at some point in the summer and then didn't get canceled, which I think is a fair question to ask. How'd we get here? And let's not make these decisions without some reflection in the future. So 6:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens. Oh, no, not yet. How about we just take a Well, you know, I got some text in here. Let's look at these texts. I consider myself a Christian. Somebody says 437-1620. So let me get this straight. Gay community not only get the entire Memorial Weekend in the entire Pensacola Beach area, now we have to give them a sacred holiday. Give them an inch and they will take a mile. Well, they don't have the entire beach, but they do have a lot. I mean, they do, sorry, during Memorial Weekend. But they already have drag shows at the Sanger. Let's see. I want dudes in lingerie with blackface with a leather headdress doing a tomahawk chop with a Quran and wearing a sombrero riding a chihuahua. Well, I think that show would sell.
Boy, I was like, okay.
I mean, you know, okay. What I think about here is Footloose. Somebody actually said that in the meeting. He says, I feel like I'm in Footloose all of a sudden. We're trying to just get a, you know, an off-city property dance allowed, you know, at the prom, and why is this a big deal? Somebody else says, offensive art by Hunter Biden is now 85% off regular. That's funny. Oh, man. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says, I'm so confused with all this, with all the things going on in the world. This is what we're worried about. Yeah, fair, but also some things capture people's moral, political, cultural imagination. You know, names of streets and bridges seem like a minor thing. But sometimes it's the minor things, the symbolism, the imagery, the things we honor. I mean, they really help crystallize and focus competing value sets. And so they might seem like small things. This might seem like a small thing. Of course, to some it's not. It's a very, very big thing. But, you know, we can still have a discussion with the city council and we can still, you know, manage to fix the potholes and expand the airport too. I mean, we can do it all. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Highway 29, 90, 98 are all flowing smoothly. Good job on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Join Ballet Pensacola today at 10:30 on Pep Talk, where Sarah and guest choreographer Michael Papalardo introduce the upcoming performance of Dracula at the Center. This is a must-see production. Every movement is infused with hypnotic beauty and raw power, creating an experience that is unforgettable. Tickets are available October 17th through the 26th. Get yours at balletpensacola.org or at the Center Box Office.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we'll talk all things Beach-a-ween for Friday, plus the Pensacola Interstate Fair and some good news from the Condé Nast Traveler's Guide.
Thursday at 10, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
The umpire. He saved the Queen's life.
That's not the umpire, Your Honor.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo! Yeah.
That's not the umpire. That's Enrico Palazzo. 628 on News Radio. That's a great gag. 628 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
The White House is hosting a celebration of Charlie Kirk's life later today. President Trump says he'll be posthumously awarding Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom. At least one person has died. Two others are missing after the remnants of a major typhoon hit southwest Alaska with heavy rain that led to a widespread record-breaking flooding there. Alaska state troopers said that one woman was found dead last night. It's the first death confirmed in connection with that storm. House Speaker Mike Johnson warning the current government shutdown might be one of the longest in history. Those remarks coming as Senate lawmakers will be back at the Capitol today for another attempt at ending the government shutdown.
Yeah, now that they're back to work after Columbus Day holiday. Very good, David. I will tell you also, when you said the typhoon, the way you said it, it got me. I heard Thai food in my head, and now I'm hungry, so thanks for that. Let's see, 629 on News Radio. That's just, maybe it's just me. I'm sure it's just me. I'm weird like that. Hey, if you need to buy or sell a house, or just, you know, maybe ask a question. A lot of times what happens is we make a decision about what we're going to do, and then we go get information, you know, to kind of try and make the good decision a good one. I would say call Christina Leavenworth when you're thinking about it. Just, you know, ask her, hey, here's what we're thinking about doing. Here's where our house is. Here's where we'd like to move. You know, here's why we're thinking about buying a house, whatever the case may be. And ask her questions before you make a decision. You know, information, then decision, then decision, then information. Because she will be able to help you, you know, think that through and ask questions that you might not have thought of and answer, of course, the questions that you have. But, you know, when you sell three and a half, four homes every single week on average, you have a lot of information at your disposal to help. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Trump is back in Washington as he celebrates peace in the Middle East. 20 living Israeli hostages are home, but only four bodies have been returned, and the remains of 24 others were not.
But there was an understanding with mediators that we talked to that some of the bodies simply couldn't be located. There is an international coalition of teams to try and build together intelligence information, and then possibly even send teams into Gaza.
That's Fox's Trey Ying. Shutdown enters day 14. House Speaker Mike Johnson saying he won't negotiate with Democrats unless they hit pause on their demands for Obamacare funding.
This marks the third week that Democrats have blocked paychecks to our troops. They've blocked pay for 2.2 million federal workers, and they held critical services that the American people rely upon in limbo.
The shutdown is currently the fifth longest ever. America's listening to Fox News.
Six 31 at News Radio 92.3. Good morning. I'm David Wayne. 55 degrees, clear skies this morning in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson, and that's on the way in just a few minutes. An investigation's underway after a semi-trailer fire that happened at a local tire shop. Fire crews were called to Smith's Tires on North Pace Boulevard on Monday. They say they found a trailer full of used tires burning behind that building. Firefighters were able to contain the fire after about 15 minutes. Nobody was hurt. The damage was contained to that trailer only. Florida State Fire Marshal is investigating. Former daycare owner that was facing money laundering charges says the investigation into her businesses took a pretty big toll on her.
They destroyed my home. They came, they sent a force to my home, SWAT team at the door with guns and everything.
And that's Rasha Hill, who talked to Channel 3. The felony charges against her were recently dropped by the state attorney's office. Hill says while the charges have been dropped, the investigation did damage her reputation. She ultimately closed her daycares. FDLE has accused Hill of laundering drug money through the businesses. While the charges have been closed, FDLE does say it's still an active investigation. Well, the Pensacola Interstate Fair is back this week. It's expected to attract about 300,000 visitors throughout its two-week run. There's some new safety measures this year. Firearms won't be allowed. That includes both open and concealed carry weapons. You do have to go through a metal detector to get on the premises. There will also be six of those new sheriff's office mobile camera towers giving a clear view of just about everything happening to deputies monitoring from the real-time crime center. And bags that are taken in will have to be clear this year. The sheriff's office says they'll have a lot of deputies on hand, at least 60 at any given time, with reinforcements available on short notice. Well, Senator Rick Scott celebrating what he's calling an extraordinary reunion. Scott commenting yesterday about the release of the Israeli hostages that had been held by Hamas. He wrote on X that after 738 days, all the living hostages have now been freed from captivity. Scott thanked President Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, as well as the rest of the Trump administration for their leadership in making that possible. And, well, speaking of that deal, the next few days could be crucial to keeping the peace in the Middle East. Then, at least according to USF Global and National Security Institute research fellow Arman Mahuddin, he said releasing hostages is a good sign, but he says it's still not a done deal, and he believes it may even be too soon to celebrate. Dr. Mahuddin tells Tampa Bay 28 that if both sides fulfill their promises by the end of the week, then we'll have a better foundation for a broader de-escalation. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Wednesday, nice sunny weather with a high near 84. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Going into Thursday, nice sunny weather with a high near 83. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And 55 right now with clear skies. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. I'm not seeing any delays to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And it is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Again, 55 clear skies. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. JPMorgan Chase has reported third quarter earnings before the bell. Revenue came in at roughly $47.2 billion versus the $45.5 billion that was expected. Citigroup and Wells Fargo also report earnings later today. Goldman Sachs is also set to report third quarter earnings before the bell before the market opens this morning. Wall Street analysts expect earnings per share of $11 on revenue of $14.1 billion. That's according to LSEG analysts. Goldman executives will hold a call with analysts at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Treasury yields fell this morning as investors looked toward a speech by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, which could offer more insights about future monetary policy decisions. The 10-year Treasury fell more than 3 basis points to a one-month low of 4.017%, while the 2-year Treasury yield was almost 5 basis points lower at 3.478%. Futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go further. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation can help your business thrive.
The 90th annual Pensacola Interstate Fair starts this Thursday for 11 big days with Dollar Day, $1 admission and rides, free shows by Rodney Atkins, Clay Walker, Sawyer Brown, George Burge, Petra, Tyler Farr, Al Joslin, a tribute to Elvis, and White Tie Rock Ensemble. Over 50 great rides, Midnight Madness, the Sea Lion Splash Show, Livestock Auction, and Sensory Friendly Saturday. Check out the daily specials and get half-price admission tickets and $5 off ride wristbands in advance only. PensacolaFair.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the county emergency operations centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour, so the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Seacrest and Vanna White.
So, if you were hoping to watch Wheel of Fortune last night on WALA Channel 10, the Fox affiliate out of Mobile, you discovered that More Florida Days, the promotion being done by Visit Florida, and the Pensacola episode scheduled for Monday night was not on the air locally. Some baseball game. American League baseball, nonetheless. So you got to, you couldn't pick two teams that are farther away from Pensacola. It's the Seattle Mariners and the Toronto Blue Jays. It's literally, with Pensacola, they make the giant triangle that covers the entire U.S., right? It's all the way to the northwest and all the way to the northeast, and those two teams couldn't possibly be of less interest to anybody in Florida. But nevertheless, we get preempted because it's Fox National. But okay, so if you were wanting to watch this last night, and I know a lot of you were disappointed. Here's the good news. Okay, I'm going to say this nicely, but it wasn't for you. It was an ad. And it wasn't for you. It was for people who might come here. And you might say, well, great, but how did that ad reach anybody when Fox had preempted? Oh, well, because Wheel of Fortune isn't only on Fox affiliates. It's on all kinds of different stations depending on where the market is. So anywhere that wasn't a Fox affiliate, those folks, because the game went to like 7:30, okay? In fact, I don't know on the, East Coast. I wonder if it might have still aired. I just don't know. It might have.
I know in Dallas it did.
It did air in Dallas.
Yes, because
okay.
It was on an NBC affiliate.
Yeah, so a non-Fox affiliate, possibly on the East Coast, because I didn't check the time that the game actually stopped broadcasting. But, you know, if it were a Fox affiliate and it was on the East Coast and the game stopped at, 7:25 our time, and they're right. That would have maybe worked. So I don't know. Anyway, but it's not for us anyway. I mean, it's nice for us to be able to watch it, but it wasn't an entertainment for Pensacola. It was entertainment for everybody.
But it's available today on streaming.
It is available. You can stream it. A lot of services have it. I've got a YouTube link. I'll put it up on our Facebook page. So if you want to watch it, it'll be very, very easy for you to look at there. But yeah, it's the More Florida Days promotion.
We're living More Florida Days all week long, and tonight we're featuring the historic city of Pensacola, Florida. I love that place. Woo-woo. I learned to shuck oysters there. Get to our first toss of
the what now?
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan Seacrest learned to shuck oysters in Pensacola, Florida. Okay.
The category's on the map. Vanna's at the board. Grab your devices, and here we go. Let's play.
This part's hard to do on the radio.
Yeah. I was wondering.
The letters are being filled in.
Oh.
Shonika.
The Sunshine State.
How'd you know? That is correct.
The first prize of the week was the Sunshine State. I didn't know whether to expect most of the puzzles or any of the puzzles to be either Florida-centric or Pensacola-centric. There were just a couple that were Florida-centric, nothing Pensacola-centric. So if you were hoping it'd be like the Blue Angels and the museum and the lighthouse.
Seville Square.
And, yeah, one time.
Seville Square.
Yeah, right. Okay. It's nationally known.
I know, right?
That did not happen. But what you would have expected, I think just a little bit of thought would expect that there would be something on the wheel, the Pensacola Prize Wedge on the wheel for a, because they do vacations, right? They give away vacations. So one of the vacations you could win was.
On the wheel tonight as part of our Live More Florida Days, there's a $10,000 wedge courtesy of Visit Florida. A lot of money on the wheel. And let's look at our first round puzzle. The category tonight for the first round is Rhyme Time. There it is to play at home. And Jack, you're on the wheel for the first big spin. Good luck.
There you go. So the first prize I had the $10,000. And somebody did win it, so that was pretty cool. She did manage to get the prize, so they did it was in a prize where I had figured out what the prize was, or what the thing was, and the woman spun the wheel one time too many, I thought, but she landed on $3,500, and she guessed L, which had three of them.
Place is the category.
$3,500.
Nice.
L.
Yes. There are three L's, Shanika.
Not bad.
You've got $15,050.
I would like to solve.
Let's do it.
Miles and miles of shoreline.
Yes, you did it!
This is Florida-centric, you know. Kind of nice.
Okay, so...
And then she did get the Florida, you know, the Pensacola trip, which they, you know, explained and promoted, which is kind of a nice little ad for Pensacola.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tally all this up for you, but let me tell you, you're also going to Pensacola, Florida, okay? You want to see that trip? Take a look at this.
Yes, and the water is warm and inviting, Shanika. Visit Pensacola, America's first settlement, and discover the relaxed way to beach. Stay at the Hilton Pensacola Beach. Dine downtown on coastal Italian or fresh seafood. Kayak under the stars. And enjoy all-day family fun at the adventure park overlooking vibrant Pensacola Beach. $10,495. And someone at home could also win a beach getaway to Pensacola in the Live More Florida's giveaway. Enter the bonus puzzle at wheelofortune.com for your chance to relax, unwind, and explore in Pensacola.
Woohoo! I'll take it. John, you look confused by that, the theme park over the overlooking the beach.
Yeah.
The zip line and ropes place.
Oh, that's okay. Right there, right after you get off the bridge.
Right, which is Radical Rides, I think they call it now. Just looking up on the map because I think which is, by the way, a lot of fun if you've ever gone. That's what they were talking about.
Oh, I've done it once.
Yeah, I know. It's fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice to see. One more clip to play for you in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see here. We've got a disabled vehicle in the roadway, I-10 eastbound, right around mile marker number 18. So that's going to be right before, let's see, on the Escambia Bay Bridge. That just happened, just appeared. So just be aware of that. Let's see here. The rest of I-10 is looking good. Highway 90, 98 are all flowing smoothly. John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. So right at the end, Vanna did a little bit of a Florida's Cool promotional moment.
We're happy to partner this week with Visit Florida.
825 miles of beaches, 700 freshwater springs, and over 15,000 miles of trails to explore.
Yes, Jimmy Buffett wrote a song, Florida Days, and his longtime bandmate, Mac McAnally, actually remastered it. And we've got it for you. Enjoy. See you next time.
Bye.
So that's how they closed out the show, which was kind of nice. By the way, John, what would you expect to be on the prize wedge for the Pensacola vacation? What would you hope that would be? What would be the picture that they'd be showing on the prize wedge?
I would think it would say Pensacola on
it. Does say Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And
with the Blue Angels.
That's it. Yes.
No, I haven't seen it, but
it's
okay.
It's got the four abreast flying across the ocean with a sunset.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's really nice. Yeah, it was pretty good. And then, so the woman wins that and she gets to hold it up and jiggle it around and be all, you know, proud of it. And it was wonderful. And then what I thought was actually my favorite part of this was that the backdrop to the people had the five locations, which is Kissimmee, Tampa, Florida Keys, St. Pete, and Pensacola. Well, Pensacola is in the middle, gets the most prominent visibility and sight line, and I'm assuming that these five things are going to stay in that position all week, although maybe they'll rotate the day of to the center one. I don't know. But it also had a picture of the Delta. And actually, it's a picture of the Delta flying, doing like the beach buzz with number 7 flying behind it, too, which is kind of, you know, people may not know who are not from here and kind of what that's all about. But, yeah, it was a good moment. Good moment to promote Pensacola. And it was all positive except for that it was during the baseball game that preempted it on your Fox affiliates locally. But other than that.
Other than that.
And again, it'll be online. I'll put the link up on our Facebook page. You can see it if you want to watch it for yourself, even though now I've blown some of the prizes.
Yeah, you have. I'm like, thanks. Yeah, thanks, whatever. Andrew.
I was the only – this is a teeny tiny quibble. I was hoping they'd be all Florida-related puzzles. But probably that would be giving away too much to make the puzzles too easy to solve all the time if they're all Florida related. So I get why it might not be from a game perspective. Let's see, 6:49 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about the next vehicle to purchase, Frontier Motors is a great place to shop. And go there before you need it. Like, go there not when you are urgently in need of making a decision and then, I got to pick one of these cars. Okay, go there ahead of time when it's starting to seem like, and I mean, I know sometimes things happen and you can't predict this, but a lot of times you do know, I'm going to need to get a car within the next year or 6 months. Okay, so that's when you go to Frontier, and then you decide what you like, and then you can say, okay, but here are the miles, the color, the trim package, and the price I'm interested in. Can you find something to fit those parameters? Now, maybe they already have it on the lot. You know, because they specialize in good value for cars that they're going to warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles. That's included. And then, you know, low miles, low years. But maybe they don't have exactly what you want. Go send them looking for it. They look for cars for people all the time. I mean, they're shopping for cars several days a week. So it's entirely possible that they have something close but not a, you know, bullseye for you. Well, send them to buy your bullseye. I mean, think of them as your, like, personal shopper for cars. They do that for folks all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
You can find Subaru dealers all along the Gulf Coast from Panama City to Biloxi, but you'll only find Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. And among all those Subaru dealers, it's Anderson Subaru who's ranked highest by Google in customer satisfaction, 4.8 stars and climbing. Thank you to our loyal customers for your trust and to our incredible team for delivering the care and commitment Subaru owners deserve. You're going to love Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola.
Details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's one of your last couple of chances to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and watch the sunset as you enjoy your favorite bands. This week, the Knee Deep Band hits the stage. They're a high-energy variety show with something to please audiences of all ages. It's happening this Tuesday night at 7 at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now look, no one is to stone anyone until I blow this whistle. Do you understand? Even, and I want to make this absolutely clear, even if they do say Jehovah.
Got my first real six-string, bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69.
Not to do this to you early on a Tuesday, but the summer of 69 was 56 years ago.
Thanks. Thanks. I was just enjoying the song, and then you made me think numbers.
Everything was going fine, Andrew, until you had to open your damn fool mouth.
I didn't say it.
Let's see, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Israel says it will continue to pressure Hamas until the remains of every dead Israeli hostage are returned. All 20 living hostages, of course, returned yesterday as part of the U.S.-backed ceasefire deal. At least one person has died, two others missing after the remnants of a major typhoon hit southwest Alaska with heavy rain, leading to widespread record-breaking flooding there. And Alaska State Troopers announced that she had been found yesterday. And no injuries for Alec Baldwin or his brother Stephen. Apparently they had a car accident in the Hamptons on Monday. Baldwin was driving, and he claimed a garbage truck cut him off, which forced him to crash into a tree. The garbage truck company, though, denies that they were at fault for that accident.
Alec Baldwin just seems to be involved in a lot of stuff.
He's kind of a magnet for this stuff, isn't he?
Also, am I wrong? I saw the picture of Alec and Stephen, and Stephen used to be the hot one. I'm not sure time's been super kind to Stephen, honestly. But maybe I'm wrong for noticing. And he's the Christian one, right? Like, Stephen is the outspoken evangelical, has been in a lot of, right? Isn't that, do I have that right, John?
Alec.
No, not Alec.
Stephen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. 437-1620. I asked my wife, I said, last night, because I saw the picture, I said, which Stephen is the Christian one? She's like, I don't know. They're all the same to me. That's understandable. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Back to rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing any delays on I-10, I-110. If you are on Highway 29 approaching 9 Mile Road, both from north and southbound directions, you will see just a minor delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Somebody says, wait, what you mean that summer 69 is not about 1969? I don't know what you mean. 437-60. 437. 1620. All right. Yeah. Emails to Andrea. Anyway. Oh, hey, look at this. Doritos is going to be changing their recipe.
What? No.
Yep. They're making Doritos healthy again. Huh? Well, okay. So corn? It's the artificial dyes, primarily. The artificial dyes and flavors, which, you know, we're all dying from the artificial dyes and flavors. You know, that's one theory. It's why we have all the healthcare problems that we have, is all these artificial things. There's also, apparently, they're going to come out with so they're going to change the coloring, because it's got, the Doritos Nacho Cheese flavor, Nacho, which is the only one worth buying. The spicy ones
cool
are okay,
ranch.
But Cool Ranch is at best a second candidate.
Whoa.
I mean,
we're about to scrap.
Red 40, yellow 5, and yellow 6. All my favorite artificial colors are in there. Cheetos only contains yellow 6, and they're getting rid of all of that. Pepsi owns them. And, Health and Human Services Secretary announced in April that it would be working with industry leaders to eliminate petroleum-based dyes. Oh, man. No more dinosaurs in my Doritos? Come on, now.
I was looking forward to that.
I know. There's some evidence of behavioral issues related to children. How much artificial coloring do you have to consume, though, really, to have that? So they're also going to come out with a line of Doritos that are protein-packed. So they're making the food real food, because there's a lot of not food in that food, right? It's not really food. I'll tell you my one thing. The only thing is they better taste the same.
You better not change
I could not care less how they look. I mean, I don't care if they're purple, they're black, they're green.
It doesn't matter.
I do
long
not
they taste
care.
The same.
They better taste the same. If you change the dye and you change the flavor, you're dead to me. Because they're so good.
That was pretty definite.
Am I wrong?
No, I wouldn't say dead to me, but I wouldn't buy that.
It's not dead. Dead is just a relational analogy. Dead to me. You know, I don't know if you. We'll just move on here. 437-1620. 437-1620. Oh, hey, bad news for you if you have kids.
What?
If they use social media, you're making them dumber. I mean, I don't know. That's what the study indicates. It's not news. Everybody knows this. You know this. Giving your kids cell phones and letting them use social media is not good for them. Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, is releasing results of a study that indicates this is thousands and thousands of children, 6,000 children ages 9 and 10, following them through early adolescence, checking in with them every year, and then seeing how much social media you use, and then how good is your memory, how good is your learning ability, and what did they discover? Kids who use social media get smarter, said no person ever in the history of the English language. No, they get dumber. They don't learn as well. They don't pay attention as well. 1 to 2 points lower, which may not seem like a lot in a 100-point scale, but on reading and memory, your social media is harming them compared to the non-social media users. If they are heavier users of social media, then it's 4 to 5 points difference. So going from an A to an A-minus, or an A-minus to a B+, or maybe even a B. And the authors of the study say, yes, first of all, this really helps you understand the effect of dosage. Like, think of social media as a dosage question. How much are they getting? More is worse and less is still problematic. But they say even a slight change, you know, 1 to 2 points, even a slight change in what they look like after a short period of time puts them on a trajectory that's different from non-social media consumers. And that means that 2, 3, 5 years from now, we might be talking about some very significant gaps between kids who might have been heavy users or not as heavy users because, you know, it's only a couple of points now, but it shows up very quickly in the results, and it's going to be cumulative. You got to figure, and you would figure that, you know, it's like they're taking a little bit of an off ramp from the superhighway of learning and development. So they're bad. I mean, it's just another example of the thing that you already know, which is your kids shouldn't have phones. They shouldn't have social media. That's why we're getting rid of them in the schools, and, you know, follow suit. They'll be okay. They might hate you for a little bit. It'll be okay.